Hello, and welcome to Under New Management, the podcast that examines new and notable management research and how this research can enhance your effectiveness as a leader in your organization. I'm Mike Johnson, an assistant professor of management and organization at the Foster School of Business at the University of Washington in Seattle. In this episode, I talk with Amir Erez, an associate professor of management in the Warrington College of Business at the University of Florida. We talk about a paper Amir recently published in the Journal of Applied Psychology that examines how charismatic leaders affect the emotions of their followers. Amir Erez, welcome to Under New Management.
Hi, good to talk with you.
Great, thanks for being here. So Amir, could you explain the concept of charismatic leadership to us?
Yes, I'll be happy to. The first scholar to discuss charisma was Weber. And he talked about it as a quality of an individual personality that set apart the charismatic individuals from ordinary people. So charisma is, in fact, is a Greek word for gift. So in fact, charismatic leaders have a special charm or grace that make other people follow them. And not for any form of external power or authority or things that the leaders can give them, but instead simply because people want to follow the charismatic leaders. So the big question, of course, is what is this gift? And we have some partial answer to this question. And part of this gift is that charismatic leaders have a vision about the future that is better than the status quo. So charismatic leaders, like, they describe the future in better terms. And this is why people follow them, because people want to have a better future. They're also willing to take personal risks to achieve this goal. And they're sensitive to followers' needs, and they also exhibit unconventional behavior that usually go against accepted norms. And this explains partially what charisma is. But there is also part of charisma that is rather mysterious, that we don't know completely what it is or why people follow charismatic leaders. There is part that it's not completely clear. Like, after all, like all of the things that I said till now, they can also describe leaders that are very smart or very motivated.
Sure.
So there is something else that is unique about charisma that we do not fully understand what it is. And if you ask me, what do I think it is? I think that the special gift is the gift to make people happy.
Hmm.
And this is what the study is all about. It explains part of the mysterious part of charisma. Why do people follow charismatic leaders? Because they make them feel happy.
Okay, well, before we get into that, can you give some examples of people that would be considered to be charismatic leaders?
Yes, definitely. If we talk about presidents, for example, John F. Kennedy is a good example of a charismatic leader, Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton, Martin Luther King is a good example of charismatic leader.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of the United States, Churchill is a good example, Gandhi, and also negative leaders like Mussolini or Hitler are good examples of charismatic leaders. In the business world, Mary Kay Ash is a good example, Steve Jobs, Jack Welch, and Herb Kelleher are all good examples of charismatic leaders.
Okay. And in the paper, you also suggest that a berserk warrior can also be considered to be a charismatic individual or a charismatic leader?
Yeah, this is actually the description of Weber. Weber, when he talked about charismatic leaders, the purest example that he gives is the warrior that is exhibiting a lot of excitement and arousal and during the battle, and people follow them. Now, I'm not sure that the berserk warrior is the best type of charismatic leaders to follow, like in an organization.
Right.
But it is definitely, like, the way that Weber talked about it, it's definitely clear that it's an emotional type of leader.
Right, yeah. You may not want a berserk warrior as the CEO of your corporation.
No.
Okay.
But what is clear from that is that they have an influence on the emotions of followers.
Okay. Well, you suggest then that charismatic leaders influence their followers through this transfer of emotions. Can you talk about how that works?
Yes. First, one of the most fundamental desires of people is to be happy. And that's the assumption of the study. And people devote a lot of time and effort to things that they think will make them happy, like making money, achieving status, and so on. Now, they don't always make them feel happy.
Right.
But certainly people, like, that's what they do. They will do whatever they can in order to be happy. So if charismatic leaders make people happy, it is not surprising that people follow them. In that sense, happiness is like a drug that people crave. And if the leader can supply this so-called drug, then people would do a lot to get it from the leader. And that means that they will follow the leader, be influenced by the leader.
Mm-hmm.
So the question here, of course, is how do charismatic leaders make people happy? First, do they make them happy? And if they make them happy, how do they do that?
Okay.
And then we talk about three mechanisms by which they do that. And the first is that we argue that charismatic leaders are in more positive mood themselves. So, and there are several reasons for that. Like, we know that charismatic leaders have higher self-esteem. They tend to be more extroverts. They tend to be less neurotic. And all these things are things that are strongly related to happiness.
Mm-hmm.
So they are more positive. They are in more positive moods, dispositionally. But even if they are not, they are very good at interpreting cues from their audience. One of the things that charismatic leaders are very good at, they are good self-monitors.
Hmm.
So they have a sense of what their audience wants, and they try to supply it. And what their audience wants, like many times, is to be happy. Like, and we have actually pretty good evidence that, for example, that people are attracted to people who smile more,
mm-hmm.
like who are happier. And that's what the charismatic leaders do. So, like, even if they're not dispositionally in more positive mood, they exhibit positive moods.
Okay.
Which is kind of interesting because when people exhibit positive moods, for example, by smiling, they are actually getting to be in better moods.
Right. So people might smile because they're in a good mood, but just smiling itself might put them in a good mood.
Exactly. So one mechanism is because they are in positive mood, and the other mechanism is that they just exhibit like positive behaviors, like laughing, smiling, exhibiting joy. And this is transferred to the followers by a process of emotional contagion. When people smile around you, you tend to smile. So if you are in a good mood or just smile, people around you start smiling, and then guess what happens to them? They are getting into positive mood. So, like, what we claim is that the charismatic leaders, they are themselves in positive mood, and they also exhibit positive behaviors like laughing, smiling, exhibiting joy, and other people catch this positive mood. The third mechanism is that they also exhibit aroused behavior, excitement, and so on. And we have pretty good evidence that that's what charismatic leaders do. They exhibit enthusiasm, excitement, and so on. And this, we also claim that it is transferred to followers, and the followers are becoming more excited. Now, whether this leads to positive or negative mood, that is not completely clear. So when people are aroused, they can interpret it either as positive or negative.
Okay, so people might be aroused, but an aroused negative emotion might be something like anger, whereas an aroused positive emotion might be enthusiasm or excitement.
Yes.
So the three mechanisms, let's make sure we get them straight. So you propose that charismatic leaders are in more positive moods, more typically, that they exhibit more positive behaviors like smiling and laughing, and that followers catch these moods, and also that they exhibit more arousal, more enthusiasm or excitement about the project that they're working on?
Yeah, enthusiasm, excitement, high energy.
Well, how did you go about studying this phenomenon?
Okay, we did two studies. And the first study was a lab study. We had students coming to a lab in groups of five. And one of them was designated to be a leader before the study.
Mm-hmm.
So the leaders knew that they are going to be leaders. And then they had to do an exercise of 20 minutes of deciding which items are more, they had to rank items that are important to survival in the Amazon.
Oh, okay.
And in the second study, we did a field study. We replicated the same things that we tested in the first study among firefighters.
Oh, interesting.
So we surveyed firefighters about their leaders and about their mood.
Mm-hmm. And what were your primary findings?
Essentially, we found in both studies the same results, like with some differences.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the first study, first we found that people came in different moods.
So in the group, some people might be in a good mood, other people not so
good
mood.
And some people are in neutral mood, other people in bad mood.
Right.
So this is how they came to the study, but what we found that during the study, their mood became homogenized. So the mood became more similar to each other.
Hmm.
And that tells you that emotional contagion happened.
Right.
Like they became more similar to each other
mm-hmm.
in terms of mood. And in groups that had charismatic leaders, they were in better moods. So they had more positive moods and less negative moods
mm-hmm.
than groups that did not have charismatic leaders. We also found that charismatic leaders were in better moods themselves, but this actually did not affect the mood of the followers. What did affect the mood of the followers were the positive behaviors, the smiling, the laughing, the facial expression influenced the mood of the followers. And also the arousal of the leader. But here the interesting thing was that actually when the leader exhibited more aroused behavior, the mood of the followers were lower. So what we found is that the positive expressions, like the smiling and the laughing, influenced positively the mood of the followers, but the aroused behavior, the excitement and so on, actually dampened the mood of the followers.
Interesting.
But the take home from this experiment is that charismatic leaders make their followers happier, and they do that by exhibiting positive behaviors. In the firefighters study, like we essentially found the same thing, that charismatic leaders made their followers happier. And again, it worked through positive expression. But here we also found that it also worked through the mood of the leader. So when the leaders were in better moods, it affected the mood of the followers.
Okay, so how can organizations apply your findings?
Well, there are several things that we learned from this. First of all, put charismatic people in place of power. There is some evidence that is not related to this study. There is actually a lot of evidence that charismatic leaders are more effective in terms of performance. In this study, what we found is that they are not only effective, they are also, like, they cause their followers to be happier. And since that's what people want to be happier, like, that is one reason that they're going to follow and be open more to influence by charismatic leaders. So if you want a continuous relationship where the leader influences followers, put charismatic people in these places of power.
Sure.
So that's one conclusion. Another conclusion is that managers should exhibit positive behaviors. Leaders that exhibit more positive behaviors are causing their followers to be happier. And there is a lot of evidence that happiness or positive mood is related to many important things in the organization. People in positive mood are making better decisions many times. They're more creative. They perform better on many tasks. They many times are more motivated. So all these things are things that are very important. They're more cooperative. They negotiate better. So there is a pretty strong evidence that positive mood is a good thing in an organization. And if that's what charismatic leaders are doing, and leaders in general that exhibit positive behavior, then it's a good thing.
And the interesting thing about that to me was that your study found it didn't actually matter what mood the leader was in. What mattered was what they exhibited.
Exactly. So even if they are not in positive mood, it's enough that they exhibit positive behaviors.
Mm-hmm. All right, Amir, so what is the bottom line for managers?
Okay, the bottom line for managers is that charismatic leaders not only make followers feel good about themselves and their future, they make followers feel good, period. And this should explain why people are attracted to charismatic leaders and follow them, because they make them happy.
We've been talking with Amir Erez from the Warrington College of Business at the University of Florida. Amir, thanks so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you for downloading Under New Management, a podcast of the Organizational Behavior Division of the Academy of Management. The OB division has over 5,000 members dedicated to the science and practice of organizational behavior. For more information about the OB division, visit www.obweb.org. For more information about the Academy of Management and its over 17,000 members worldwide, visit www.aomonline.org. Computer support for this podcast is provided by Vu Tran.